From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There could be a court battle ahead for Aretha Franklin's heirs. According to a report by the Detroit Free Press, the Queen of Soul left no will for her multimillion-dollar estate. If the situation sounds familiar, that's because it is. Prince also died without a will. So did Picasso, Howard Hughes, and James Brown. Things can get messy fast without a will. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this is not just a problem for celebrities.
When someone dies without a will, the courts divide up their assets, and the government usually gets a tidy share. Why let that happen?
It is not a fun thing to do to plan for the event of your own death. I think that there is a natural instinct to procrastinate.
Tim Sullivan is with Caring.com, which surveyed Americans about their estate plans. He says about 50% of white Americans have a will, but
non-whites as a whole come in at 29%.
Lori Ann Douglas is an estate lawyer in New York. She works primarily with African American clients and says having a lot of money doesn't necessarily make a difference.
And it does not surprise me that Aretha Franklin or anyone, quite frankly, does not have a will, even when they have a very large estate.
Douglas says the cost of leaving things up in the air isn't just financial. Disputes over estates can tear families apart. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.